Good morning. We're continuing. Simon Vov. So this Simon, the Chayyadim assumes certain points, which I think is the reason why he went in this order, but logically there might have been a different way of saying this. So the question which the Chayyadim is assuming, what will be in a situation where a person takes bread, which is full bona fide bread, and then afterwards he cooks it, by cooking it, seemingly he might remove the bread status from it. So we differentiate in halacha between if the items are kazayas or the items are less than a kazayas. If the items are kazayas, so even though he cooks it, they remain considered lechem with all the halachas of lechem, hamotzi, and benching. If the items are less than a kazayas and a person cooked them, so the bracha is going to be mezonos. And this mezonos is a mezonos, no matter how much you eat, they're no longer pasul b'kistin, they're not considered pasul anymore. What the Chayyadim addresses now in this siman is in a case where a person did not make it into bread yet, he made it into a thick dough. A thick dough is on the way to becoming bread. As a matter of fact, in regards to Hilchos Challah, the Chi of Challah, which the Torah describes is considered lechem, is once it's already in the state of being in the arisa, which means it's in the dough state, it's in the kneading trough, it has not been baked yet. The Chi of Challah is Chal, even though it says, V'hoya b'chocham milechem me'oritz, and the Chi is based on the fact that it's lechem, the Torah seems to say the lechem status takes effect when you make the dough. So now he makes the dough, and then he cooks the dough. So do we say that it was lechem, which has been, it's already lechem, and then it would follow the rules of cooking lechem, which means it depends if it's a kazayas or not. If it's a kazayas, so that's, cooking it doesn't take away status of lechem. Assuming that dough is already considered lechem, so cooking it, if they're a kazayas, would remain hamotzi. If, however, this is not really bread yet, so then, and you cooked it, so it never got a status of bread, so even if it's a kazayas, the bracha is going to be mezonos. And that's the primary question which the Chayyadim talks about here in the siman. He also talks along the way, what about frying? Is frying something which is considered analogous to cooking, or is frying something that was different? And again, that's going to be relevant not only in the scenario of dough, that also be relevant in the scenario of bread. A person takes bread and he fries it. Does that take away the status of being bread? So he says like this, Imlosh isa b'lila ova, he makes a dough, which is a thick dough, as opposed to a batter, which runs and pours. This basically stays as a lump. That's the definition of b'lila ova. It does not pour. And he mixed it with water. There's no other flavors. So it's a b'lila ova. It's not crumbly. There's no other flavors. He added water to it, only water to it. V'achakach tink de b'shemen oy d'vash oy shebishlo. But then he fried it in oil, or he fried it in honey. Chayyadim talked about this at the multiple places. Apparently that was something that they used to do. Or he cooks it, which means he cooks it in water. So, im yesh b'kol chaticha kazayas. If the pieces are kazayas, efshet zeu tar lechem, maybe that's still considered that it has the appearance of bread because of its size. And if it's considered Torah lechem, even though you never baked it, just by the dough being the size of a kazayas, even though you cooked it, it will not lose its status of lechem. You can yesh v'zeh sofik. So now it's going to be a case which is halachically a sofik. Yesh lo mekimen shahoy isa b'tkila avol bishe bishlo itigno avol b'kein teres lechem alav. Already was a dough, and therefore it's lechem. And the fact that you cooked it or fried it does not affect it. You can feel yochel achra bishul, feel a pachas mikazayas, mevarach hamotzi. And therefore the bracha is going to remain hamotzi. Megam yesh lo merkiven sheba olam lo hoya lechem gamru. He never would leave us full fresh bread. Since he never baked it, he only did was cook, boil it, or fry it. So bottom miteres lechem gamru, it's no longer bread at all. It never gets the full status of bread. And the hilo yochel kenei smiya. Therefore, according to this possibility, no matter how much you eat, even kneisviya, it's not bread, so there's no dinner benching. The bracha would be mezonos, and beforehand and alamichya afterwards. You should eat a teicha suda. Or yochal kaponim kazayis v'lechem gomer keshivorach hamotzi berchas amosin v'nitzorach levorach alisazu. So the suggestion is, eat a teicha suda, or at least eat a kazayis of bread, which will allow you to vade se hamotzi and vade bench, and then you won't have a problem with this food. Okay, so that's the points which we have so far. Now he's going to talk about a case where b'di yevin, which we'll talk about in the following shir.